Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Rich, it's the fourth year of the Gibbs 716 initiative. How exciting is it that it's this time of year? This is sort of the big week of the year for you with this initiative. Just take us through the excitement and the anticipation of it.
Yeah, it's great. You know, it's hard to believe it's 4 years. You know, I remember when we did it during the pandemic, that was where this whole idea was born from. It's gotten a lot easier, you know, which is good. And it's a really nice time for us to do it too, because it falls in the middle of the off season for both teams, and it's the workload in other areas is easier to manage. So we're really excited that the support that we've seen from the corporate, you know, community that's been with us all along from the day one has been great. We're starting to see new companies and new people come into the fold, which is really good. We've always wanted this to be more than a Bills and Sabres thing. We want it to be sort of a Western New York community program, and we're seeing that more and more each year, and we have a record number of charities participating, 575. So we're hopeful. You know, we hope to raise a lot of money in the next, you know, 28 hours or so.
Compared to years past, I mean, how much money are you hoping to get from the community this year, and talk about some of the charities and everything that are a part of this year's initiative that are looking to benefit?
Sure. I mean, we've raised, interestingly enough, $1.1 million all 3 years. You know, we've had different incentives throughout, but that seems to be the number we're at. I would take that again, you know, but certainly you'd always love to do more. But we know the need is out there, and yeah, these charities are wonderful, and for us to get to know them and work with them in different capacities and learn how really important they are, the people they serve, you want to help them as much as you can. So we'll see how that goes, and you know, what's fun about this to me, and I think to Michelle from the Bills, is that it's a lot of small groups that participate, you know, mom and pop run charities or volunteer charities that, you know, they don't have a staff that gets paid to do this 5 days a week all year long. And so to see them come into the fold, and for us as the Sabres or the Bills on their side to be able to work with them and support them is really great. And to hear their stories and, you know, get a sense of all these different groups that are doing all these different things is pretty amazing. I can't imagine it's like this everywhere.
I know that you said over 500 plus charities and organizations are a part of this initiative this year, which is the most. I'm sure there's a number of them that have been here all 4 years.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
Take us through, I mean, just the excitement, I guess, those groups coming back that just continuously come back, and how much it means to them to be part of this.
Yeah, it means a lot to us, because that was the, you know, it's like, well, you could probably get them to do it once, right? But if they don't see the value in it, they're less likely to do it year after year. And I think the spirit we've tried to create, and that the charities have really helped us create, is one of community. And yeah, we all want everybody to raise a lot of money. But being in it together, we have four different webinars each year. You know, we have a pickup, t-shirt pickup day here at the arena. We had one at the stadium. Just a great opportunity for people to come together. We have the kickoff event tonight where we had over 400 people say they're going to show up, right? So all that stuff really builds community. And I think for us, the fact that they're willing to put the effort in to raise money. Raising money is really hard. I do it on our side. And it just means a lot to us that they see the value in this, because there's obviously a lot of work that goes into it. And for us, it opens the door to get to work with so many more groups that we wouldn't have the time or the capacity during a hockey season or a football season. So it's really cool.
7:16 p.m., the donations open on Monday and runs all the way through Tuesday. Take us through some of the highlights in terms of this year's initiative and what people can donate to.
There's a lot of stuff. We start at 7:16 p.m. with the $50,000 in matching donations from the Sabres and the Bills Foundation. So what that means is starting at 7:16, any donation made between then and 8 o'clock tonight has the potential to be matched. Now, we limit it, so you know we'll match up to 500 because we've always been worried about, you know, one big donor coming in and swooping up all the matching dollars. But that kicks us off at 8 o'clock. We have 100 Bills jerseys that are in play. The first 100 donors that donate $716 or more will get the chance to receive a Bills autographed jersey from a variety of different players. We have Sabres mini helmets, 400 of those that are available starting 10 o'clock tonight. Sean and Jamie McDermott, once again this year, made a $20,000 donation, which will be used as matching money at 9 o'clock tonight. And that's just into tonight. And then in the morning, we have support from KeyBank and Highmark and Wegmans and Trusted Nurse Staffing and all these groups that are putting matching dollars in play. We have Bills preseason tickets, Sabres preseason tickets, Bisons tickets. Yeah, the list goes on. Autograph lacrosse balls from the Bandits, the NLL champion, two-time NLL champion, or back-to-back, I should say. So there's a lot of really fun stuff. And, of course, the mainstay has been the T-shirt. Anybody who donates, the first 3,000 people who donate $71.60 or more will receive a Give 716 T-shirt designed by 26 Shirts. Del Reed and his team, Josh in particular over there, you know, designed the shirt for us this year. So it's always a really popular item, and it doesn't matter where your money goes. It's, you know, $71.60.
And then obviously the new aspects of this year's initiative. What are some of the highlights of new things that are part of this initiative for this year?
The big one is with Dell in the T-shirt. That's, you know, we've been wanting to partner with him for a number of years, and we finally made it work this year. They put a great spin on the Give 716 logo and the Bills and Sabres sort of mascot. So, you know, but we have new sponsors in play. We have returning sponsors in play. Tomorrow at KeyBank on Hurdle Avenue from 12 to 1, Rob Ray and Jason Woolley and Larry Playfair will be there. So if anybody wants to come down, say hi to them. The first 50 people who, between 12 and 1, who show that they donated to Give 716 any amount to any charity will receive an autographed Ryan Miller hockey stick. And then all three of those guys are going out to KeyBank at 2 o'clock out in West Seneca. And it'll be the same thing. First 50 people there show that they donated, you know, will receive the Ryan Miller autograph stick, as well as a chance to get some stuff signed by those three.
Very nice. Rich, anything else that you want to add that maybe we haven't touched base on?
No, just thanks to everybody who's supported this over the years and who's going to support in the next, you know, day and a half here. It means a great deal. To us, of course, but mostly to the charities that they're helping. They need the money. They deserve it. So we really, it means a lot to us that our fans, the greatest fans anywhere, stepping up again.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.